Welcome to episode 356 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. With a return to cruising underway, the cruise lines are moving forward with their plans to build amazing new ships for us to sail on. Tonight, we're going to discuss some of the details of the new ships and what features they have in store for us. So let's get started. So there's a lot of new ships coming out soon.
Yeah, it's almost like they stopped for everything for like a year and a half. And now we got this bottleneck coming.
So do you guys want to start with ones that like are sailing now or just started sailing?
Yeah. The first one, at least the one I know of that I really was interested in sailing on, was the Mardi Gras by Carnival. Mm-hmm. It's their biggest ship to date. Seems like it was kind of a market they always said they weren't really all that interested in those big mega Oasis class size ships. But here we go with Mardi Gras. That's pretty good size. Yeah.
Is it 6,000 passengers like the Oasis class ones?
I don't think it's quite that big, but I'm looking right now.
Okay. It looks that big.
Yeah.
In port.
So double occupancy is 5,282 or 6,500 passengers max. Okay. So yeah, it's pretty good size.
It looked that on the big. Roller coaster at the same time, though.
Yes, it does have a roller coaster.
So the roller coaster like goes around the whole outside of the ship. So
it does. So what's interesting about that particular ship is that they kind of copied Royal, and they have neighborhoods. That's what they call them.
Yeah.
So they've got like a French Quarter area. They've got the like Havana area. They've got, you know, just different areas that are very distinctly the same. They have the like Italian area where they've got the Italian fine dining, but they've also got the pizza place and, you know, sandwiches and things like that. So it's very similar in, but it's different areas. So one of the really cool things in the French area, they have Emerald came on, and he actually has a restaurant.
Yeah, they do a good job with their co-sponsors for the food. The burgers, Guy's Burger Joint is amazing on deck. They have that on all their ships now, though.
Shaquille O'Neal has a restaurant on there.
Yes, the chicken place and the chicken box, something like that.
Chicken Guy in Disney Springs?
No, I don't think this is this on the ship.
It's Guy Fieri. It's another chicken place. He's in a chicken.
Yeah, well, he does barbecue, he does chicken, he does burgers, and his whole thing is Flavortown.
So when they're sailing to the Caribbean from Port Canaveral, right?
Yeah, we know some people who were just on it for their testing cruises. So they're not requiring 100% vaccination right now because of kids not being able to be vaccinated. So
one of the things I think it was the Mardi Gras. They said they were actually going to move the ship a little bit more than normal. So that first year or so, they're going to move it around to different ports so that everybody can get a taste of, you know, the new ship.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and that's
I do like their suite area. I like what they've done with the last few ships. I'm not really a big Carnival fan, but I do like how they've created these special little areas in the like the Loft 19 section. And there's I like the executive corner suites.
I like the Havana suites.
Suites are nice too.
Yeah.
Those are really cool. And what I like about those is you have to be 12 and up to be in that section. You get your own pool that, you know, the rest of the ship can't swim in. And I like, even though it's not a balcony, but I like that you kind of have a patio, you know, with a hammock.
How do you guys feel about that? It almost seems like a lot of the cruise lines are going to this class system.
But what's really cool about that is that they've got the family harbor too. So they've got an area that has the family area that's very family friendly, and it has a family lounge with, you know, board games and milk and cookies and, you know, ice cream. Yeah. So, I mean, they've done it. They've got you know, upgrades and everything. So you feel like you're kind of a ship within a ship, but at the same time, they didn't leave out the families.
Right.
Because some of those rooms down there hold 5 people and 6 people. So, right. You know, and bigger families can do that.
You can do inside cabins and stuff in those. So you do
exactly.
Have a good variety.
Yeah. And so Royal Caribbean has a new, well, has another new one coming, but a new one that's sailing now. The Odyssey. Are you guys... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a quantum. It's called Quantum Plus.
Well, Quantum Ultra class.
It's like Quantum. You're right. Quantum Ultra.
So the Quantum is the one with the North Star, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So this has the C-Plex Entertainment Zone, bumper cars, the 270 aft show lounge, music hall, and then the North Star as well. On it. I'm kind of intrigued. The dining areas on the ship look phenomenal. Kind of.
Yeah, don't they have the one, was it Wonderland? What's the one we did on the Harmony?
Mm. Yes, Wonderland. And there is a Wonderland on there.
Yep.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that.
Yeah. And of course, I'll never sail on here with Sandy because we'd be in the iFly skydiving simulator.
Yeah, I've never done the Flow Rider or anything like that.
That's true. I can't believe you've never done the Flow Rider.
Can you really not believe that?
Yeah, I really can't believe that.
I can believe it. Yeah, so I'm not sure what makes this ultra. Anybody know what the ultra part is?
Because I think it's got to be a little bigger, I would guess. Right?
I'm looking at all the things and it looks pretty much just like Ovation or your Quantum. Yeah. Does have laser tag that the other one didn't have.
That's the ultra.
Yeah.
And a skating rink. Roller skating.
Oh, well,
yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that in the Sportsplex area though?
They do also have they have the new thing called it's a 4D virtual reality game.
Oh yeah, where
you're going through and you're trying to like shoot the aliens but it's a 4D area and that's only in the Odyssey Ultra.
Is that the virtual adventure zone?
Yes. Yes. They set it up as far as what I was looking at it. I think they set it up actually on the, in an area and there's only 4 people at a time that can do it.
Hmm.
Because they don't want you running into each other.
Mm.
Yeah. If it's virtual reality, I don't know. Lindsay and I did that one time at Disney Springs and
Did okay. I felt bad for the guys who got paired with us, though.
I know.
But yes, that's one of the new things that they've added is the 4D virtual reality.
Okay.
So that's cool.
So let's move on to NCL Prima. I will honestly say I know next to nothing about this.
I know that it's going to have... more pools like on different decks, so more on the sides of the ships, bringing you closer to the water is kind of what they're talking about for that, and people are excited about it. Yeah, so I don't know, what do you know about it, Lindsay? It's a new class, so it's not like the other ones.
Yeah, it's a completely new class of ship. And it has a, what do they call those? Losing my memory.
I'm looking at a picture of the Haven Sun Deck, and that looks amazing. There's an infinity pool on the top of the ship.
Yeah.
That looks really cool. And the Haven Sun Deck is never going to be super crowded because the Haven is that exclusive area. The Infinity Beach area is what I was talking about. That's the one on the side that has, and it has infinity pools on the sides too. So that's kind of cool. And the artwork, there's like cool statues and stuff that they've got around the ship that look really cool.
It seems to be a very wide ship that has a lot of extra outdoor deck space too.
Outdoor boulevard. That's what I was trying to. So there's a lot of outdoor living space, and there's.
Well, there's a glass bridge.
Yeah. And their food hall is like it's full of global inspired cuisine. So everything from Texas smokehouse to there's like a seaside rotisserie and Indian food, and there's a Latin quarter and a tapas truck and a garden kitchen, and it's just kind of a I think it's gonna it appeals greatly to foodies. This is and definitely there's also going to be
like there's fire pits in the outdoor lounge that looks really cool, gorgeous.
Oh, there's going to be a restaurant run by Scarpetta too.
Yeah, this is for your food lover, for your, there's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot of.
Yeah, Onda is on the Encore too. I just ate there on my last one. It was really good. That's the Scarpetta.
Much more laid back, relaxing feel to this ship than the one we were just talking about then.
Yeah, with all the, it's all like white and tan and aqua, yeah. Like it's very beach looking, you know, it looks very relaxing actually.
Yeah, very, very tranquil experience. And
I'm sure that glass bridge is going to be very Instagrammable.
And the itineraries that I was trying to figure out how, some of the itineraries for this ship are pretty unique and
right. They're going to be like longer, right?
Longer sailings, and I was trying to figure out how to squeeze one into my own personal travel schedule for 23. But definitely one to keep on your radar if you're a foodie and you want to experience it. That was the first thing I noticed, was that with all the different types of restaurants. And
I'll be interested. We did keep asking if they had changed something about the Encore and the Escape and the last class of ships, the Breakaway class and the Breakaway Plus. The closet is in a really bad spot, and it's really close. Like when they split our beds apart on the Encore, we had to crawl on one of the beds to get into the closet after that. And it looks like they fixed that problem on the Prima. So that's nice, because that was something that was kind of weird.
So they have an outdoor spa too, which I'm.
You volunteer to check that one out for us?
Yeah, I will. I'll take one for the team. And,
nice. And
I'm serious. This excites me, and I'm not, I like NCL, but they're not my favorite, but this ship excites me.
It's pretty. It's really pretty. The staterooms are gorgeous. I love it.
Everything about it speaks to how I like to travel. More laid back, more creature comforts. The focus is on eating and on pampering yourself and kind of more of a.
I think too that their ratio of staff to guest is going to be like a higher ratio of staff on this. I could be wrong, but I feel like that's what they told us. So like more focus on service. Maybe they're trying to go kind of up to the more premium level, kind of like a Celebrity, you know.
They've got 3,200 passengers.
So that's smaller than the Getaway class. Yeah. Breakaway class.
And it's 142,500 tons. Mm-hmm. The infinity pool, multiple infinity pools.
I'll go. When do you want to go?
We're gonna. I was trying to figure it, fit it in. I think we need to do spring.
So when does it set sail, Lindsay?
It's 23. It's spring of 23, and I believe it is. Is it January or February? It'd be February.
That's not really spring.
No, it says debut is August of 22, but that's not right. That's not right.
Did it get pushed back?
Yeah, it must have got pushed back.
All right, let's move along. And the next ship on our list is Disney Wish, which Disney's been slowly releasing some more info, and some new stuff just came out not too long ago.
Yeah, so what do you know about this? Because I am woefully behind on my training, but you've done your training, right?
I did, and there was some interesting and different stuff came out. Overall, I guess I was hoping for something that just blew me away with a whole new class of ship and...
Yeah.
It, you know, the old saying at Disney, no idea ever goes to waste. There's always pulling something out. So the first thing, I'm actually looking at the website so I don't miss anything. And the first thing is called Arendelle, a frozen dining adventure. Yeah. So I guess that will be the first dining show at sea, because I haven't heard of anybody else that does that.
Well, they also have the Quantum Encounter, the Avengers Quantum Encounter.
Dinner. Yeah. So they seem to be bringing this, what do they call it? Eatertainment? I don't
know what it's called. That's a good word for it, but yeah.
Dinner theater.
Where you're getting the show while you're eating. And that has always been a big draw for the other ships was the animation night. I mean, people wanted that, you know, it was always the, I want my double night to be in animation because it's going to be different each time and it's different on Pirates Night. And so I think that was they really leaned into that. People want more of that experiential. It's not enough for them to just feed us now.
So part of this,
we need more.
So part of the Avengers Quantum Encounter, have you guys seen any pictures of the food from the PIM test kitchen?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Seen it. So that's the whole thing, is if you're familiar with the Ant-Man and the Wasp, is the ability to shrink and grow. So at the PIM test kitchen, when you order, you know, a muffin, it's feeds 8 people. It's like the size of a cake.
Huh.
So, and I, from reading through this, it looks like that's what a lot of this is going to be. You can leap into your own heroic role using an interactive quantum core at your table to shrink and grow objects at the push of the button. So I think you're going to push the button and you're going to get, yeah, a cupcake that feeds the whole table.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw some pictures of the, it's like the gigantic burger you get at, is it Nickelodeon Resort? That's the size of a plate.
Yes, the Nickelodeon. Yes, it is Nickelodeon.
So I think this is the same thing. You'll order a burger and it comes out gigantic sized.
So we need to go do that.
We will.
I've still never been on a Disney cruise. And it's not that I don't want to. It's just that I look at the price and I... shake my head and think, God, I can do 2 other trips for that cost. And
I know.
I just always do 2 other trips.
I love Disney Cruise.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I love Disney Cruise Line and I've enjoyed every one I've done, but every time I go to book it, it's the same thing. I just think, oh, I could do this or I could do this instead. And I am booked on the Wish for September. So I'm kind of excited about it, but I will say I cried a little. When
the credit card bill came
to be on for, yeah, that's, it's not a, but anyway, we all love the magic. The mouse gets us every time. And, and this ship is storytelling from, bow to stern. It's complete. Every single inch of this ship is covered in, there's a story behind every choice that was made, from the colors to the materials that were used, and nobody does that better than Disney. And I am really excited about, probably a feature I'll never see, is the suite that's in the stack. What is it called again? I know it's.
It used to be the Kids Club. Did they put a suite in there in this particular ship?
They put like a 2-story, gorgeous suite inside.
The smokestack.
And in the smokestack, and it's. It looks pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
I love the names. There's the Untangled Salon. Hooks Barbary. You know,
yeah.
I do love it. I don't know, Lindsay. I'm looking through it. I don't see the smokestack.
It's the
suite. Maybe I need to go down a little more.
It's not called the flute. I'm forgetting what it's called right now, but it's
Yeah, I don't know. There are four royal suites, two of which feature two levels, a spiral staircase, and a stained glass work of art. Those are in the royal suites.
It's in the funnel. The funnel.
The
It was an
funnel.
F.
Okay.
The funnel. Epic two-story suite.
Oh, these suites do look amazing. And
Yeah.
you've got your concierge stateroom.
1,966.
That per person
Per night.
no 1,966 square feet.
Oh. I was like, that's kind of a deal. I mean,
This suite is bigger than my house.
wow, yeah, it's bigger than my house too. The kids clubs look amazing. I'm loving the Avengers theming in the Young Avengers part of it. That's pretty cool. I like that they're doing the Marvel thing. And then they have this other part that really taps into the Imagineering. It's called the Imagineering Lab. And it kind of reminds me of when they had, what was that place at Disney Springs that used to be Disney Quest? Do you remember it was all virtual reality and stuff? So this one is kids can design their own roller coaster in the style of attractions like Big Thunder Mountain and Space Mountain, and then climb aboard the design, specially designed capsule to actually ride it. I mean, that's a page right out of Disney Quest. So that's cool. That's something you used to have to wait in line for at the parks.
And then we're kind of glossing over like the biggest thing. I know everyone's been paying attention to like the Mardi Gras's got a roller coaster. Well, the Wish is gonna have a first attraction at sea too.
The Aqua Mouse.
Yes, the
Are
Aqua
you talking
Mouse. The 760-foot water slide attraction with animated Mickey Mouse short called the Scuba Scramble. So
That'll be cute. I wonder if it's gonna be like what's the Jack-Jack ride at Disneyland or at Disney California Adventure? The Incredicoaster? Yeah, I remember how it like
Incredicoaster.
has Jack-Jack in all these different spots. I mean, that's a pretty good idea to throw that in there and make it a little
So
more than just a ride,
it says
which
it
Disney's
has
so good at.
interactive water elements, audio, video lighting, and show scenes and special effects. And I've watched the mock-up kind of like the and of the animated drawing ride through, and it looked pretty neat. It looks very cute. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to try it. Probably not something I'm gonna want to line up and pay for multiple times, but definitely something to do once.
And well, honestly, Disney does family vacations so well. I think it's cool that they're coming up with something totally different,
The
because
slide into the kids club.
yeah.
What is that called? What is where is the
Hold on. I didn't see that when I was just looking at the renderings.
I just feel like I'm too old for a lot of the things I want to Disney
Well,
cruise. Why can't I be a mad scientist and make cupcakes and sure things.
I don't see anything about a slide into it. Like I said, I haven't done the training, so I'm just looking at the website. So.
There is a slide in. I didn't hallucinate that there is a slide in the kids.
Maybe there's a slide in one of the suites. That's how, yeah, they have that on Royal. So yeah, I'm excited. It'll be good when I mean, I'm sure I haven't even been on all the other Disney ships, and there's only four at
It's
the
called
moment.
the hole,
Oh, okay.
which is strange.
Usually the
I feel like
prisons
they could
have a
come up with a
hole
better
and
name
you
for
don't come
that.
out.
Name that
Yeah.
better.
Maybe it's a pirate theme.
Yeah,
Maybe.
I really wish that I down the rabbit hole is what it is.
Okay.
Oh,
So the
okay.
club located is on deck two. And then the parents check their kids in the grand hall on deck three and send them down the rabbit hole on a twisting slide that lands directly and securely into the central hub, decorated with
I
black
can
and
just.
white sketches of Disney and Pixar characters. The hub will feature a stage on its own slate of special shows, activities, and character appearances.
I
So.
can just picture it. Like, you've got a kid who doesn't really want to go, and the parents like, just go, just go. And then they just drop them down the slide. then they just
all I'm thinking is, would I fit in that? I'm just trying to look at this right now to see if I'd fit.
They usually have like a height requirement on those kinds of slides, so you're probably too tall. I'm sure it's
But all the kids areas look so cool, and they're so over the top. They always do, but the Marvel Superhero Academy looks amazing, and in fact, it always makes me wish I was younger.
I think I took my kids at a good time. They were 11 and 13 when we went, and that was a pretty good time to do a Disney cruise, I think. All right. What's next?
We're coming up to the end, so let's go over one more. Anybody want to pick one from the list that we have?
Let's talk about celebrity.
I was thinking Virgin.
No. Yeah, we could do Virgin. They're very different.
So Virgin will actually be on in a few months, or some of us will.
On in October.
That'll be really
fun. Well, they just had they've been waiting for a year to sail, and they finally sailed Saturday a week ago.
Did they sail in
Portsmouth?
Okay, so in England.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I did see something about I follow them on Twitter, and they said something about their boarding process. Something wasn't going smooth, but they were going to compensate when everybody got on board and just have patience. And so, so that's good though. I'm glad that they are finally sailing. They did kind of sail before and had some preview sailings because we were able to see some reviews, but then everything shut down. So they never really got the big launch like they should have for a brand new cruise line.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this one.
Horrible timing, but I am too. There's 21 or 23, I forget now, different eateries for a cruise ship that only does 4 or 5 night sailings. If your foodie is kind of what am I going to try?
Yeah, so you have to be 18 or older to sail.
Mm-hmm.
No kids. So
sorry, kids.
Yeah.
Complete adults only, which is something I think that the cruise industry has needed for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that this one is going to be they include the group fitness, they include the Wi-Fi, you know, they want you up on the deck posting to Instagram and, you know, doing that kind of stuff. I mean,
your gratuity.
There's no specialty dining. It's all dining.
And they have vegetarian and vegan, which my daughter would appreciate. because now there's usually like one thing in the restaurant that is on the vegetarian menu, you know, so it's nice that they have you know, a restaurant that focuses on that, but you can get that in all the restaurants, which is kind of cool. A drag show brunch. Yeah,
the drag queen brunch, karaoke booths, and they have some new concepts too for rooms too, which I like. I mean, they've got the rock star suites, and you get the rock star treatment and the rock star amenities with them, and you get to access to Richard Branson's rooftop lounge and a special area in the beach club on Bimini if you stay in the Rockstar Suites. But they also have this concept of when you're traveling with your friends and you want to have both a place to stay, but then you also want to have a place to kind of hang out. So they've got the 4 different beds that pull down and then they go away and you've got a couch, like a entertaining area.
Yeah.
Tables that were meant to be danced on, just kind of the
or like stuff up on. Yeah.
Yeah. Hammocks on the balcony. So I'm really excited to sail with them and try everything out and see.
So I don't sail till January, but I'm bringing my husband on this one and I haven't told him yet about the tattoo parlor.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's something that maybe we should plan in advance.
I think that's something you probably should plan for in advance. And I wouldn't do it until the last day because I don't know that I want to do that and then go to the beach club and then have.
Well, you can't get it wet. Yeah, exactly. When you get a fresh tattoo, you have to wait like 2 weeks to get in the ocean or in the pool. So you're right. You got to plan for that.
Yeah.
And I think they are making sure you're not like coming in there drunk just to get a tattoo. I forget. I remember that our rep telling us what they were doing, but I can't remember what exactly they were doing to make sure. But yeah.
I've been thinking that's probably something that's going to book up quickly. You know, you think that people.
The tattoo parlor? Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. Go and look online for your October one and see if it's available.
See if I can. Yeah. I know that a lot of the things were sold out.
It's not available yet.
When is your cruise?
Mine's in November, and you can't sign up for anything on the ship yet. Yeah. It's not showing up on the app. The only thing you could sign up for, at 100 and I think it's 150 days out was your shore excursions. Mm-hmm. They're not quite ready for shipboard activities.
That's probably good too, because they want to make sure they have their test cruises underway and that these are going to really happen. So
no use, flooding the system when you don't need to.
So there's a bunch we didn't touch on, but there's so many cool things coming. I'm really excited. Yeah. I'm really excited that cruising is coming back. I'm glad they're finding a way to do this safely, that, you know, whatever the cruise line's requirements are, it doesn't look like they're going to shut down again for one or two cases of COVID, because I think the world is realizing this is something we have to learn to live with and figure out a way to keep moving forward with it. So, so it's good to see that it is moving forward. And excited to get on all these new ships and check them out.
And we're going to have like a plethora in the next, I think, 2 years. We're 22 or 21 all the way to 23. We've got quite a few.
That's probably a good thing for cruisers, because they're going to be wanting to get you on their ships. So
more variety, more innovation. I mean, they're moving toward, a lot of these ships are going to be designed, are already designed, I should say, with cleaner fuel usage and more environmentally friendly. And they're listening to the feedback of their passengers and the guests who have sailed before and want more closet space or don't want to have to crawl all over them.
Yeah, you want to crawl all over them to get to the closet.
Or people who want more luxury and want a more upscale experience, like what you're going to kind of get on the Prima class, which is the first in the line of that new class. Or and we're seeing also the next 2 years, we're seeing more new classes of ship. There are some cruise lines coming out that are in a class all their own. There's one cruise line in particular that's got ships that are in a class all their own, and it's kind of neat to see that. It's we're at the dawn of innovation here with
these were all these were not just thought up yesterday. These were all coming down the pike for like the last 5 years. So it is cool to see it finally coming.
Great. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.